This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hello from CNN. I'm Joe Beck with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, November 7th. It's been a month since the Palestinian militant group Hamas launched a violent attack on Israel, where Israeli authorities say more than 1,400 people were killed. The Israeli military's response has been a lethal ground and air campaign on Gaza, which the Palestinian Ministry of Health says has killed more than 10,000 people, reporting numbers from sources in the Hamas-controlled strip. It's an overall death toll that the UN relief chief says, quote, defies humanity. Take a listen to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talking to ABC News about what he believes will happen when the war ends.
I think Israel will, for an indefinite period, will have the overall security responsibility because we've seen what happens when we don't have it.
The humanitarian situation in Gaza is still dire, with the Palestinian Health Ministry saying more than 70% of people killed there have been women and children. And there are growing calls for an immediate ceasefire from more than a dozen UN agencies and major aid organizations, something Netanyahu spoke about in that same ABC interview.
Well, there'll be no general ceasefire in Gaza without the release of our hostages. As far as tactical little pauses, an hour here, an hour there, we've had them before. I suppose we'll check the circumstances in order to enable goods, humanitarian goods to come in, or our hostages, individual hostages to leave.
Israeli authorities say Hamas still holds roughly 240 hostages.
I think it went very well.
That was former President Donald Trump speaking to reporters in New York after he testified in his civil business fraud case yesterday. But the state's attorney general, Letitia James, had a different take after he took the stand.
I will not be bullied. I will not be harassed. This case will go on.
James's office filed the suit and is calling for $250 million in damages. And a judge has already ruled that Trump and his co-defendants were liable for fraud. They've all denied that, and Trump's testimony yesterday echoed his campaign speeches as he went after the judge sitting right next to him and made a familiar claim that the case is a political witch hunt. The judge gave him a talking to many times and even threatened to remove him from the stand. But Trump did acknowledge some mistakes in his financial statements when he was asked why some of the values of his properties were changed on paper. Five candidates have met the requirements to join tomorrow's GOP presidential debate in Miami. The Republican National Committee says Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott all made the cut. The big absence once again is the frontrunner, former President Trump, who's skipping this debate, just like the last two. WeWork has filed for bankruptcy protections in federal courts. The struggling company rose to fame by offering co-working spaces, including in prime locations, but it made a Chapter 11 filing last night. It's a stunning downfall for a company once privately valued at $47 billion, and it's been a bumpy road, with a failed IPO in 2019, which led to its valuation dropping to just $9 billion roughly 2 years later when it finally went public, and its shares falling in value by 98% this past year. In a statement, WeWork's CEO says the company plans to continue operating, using the bankruptcy to address some of its current office space leases. Coming up, parts of the US are putting away their hats and gloves, but probably not for long. Here's a story you don't often hear in November. Heat records have been broken across the US. And NOAA says the high temperatures will continue, with at least 60 more records expected to be broken or tied between now and Thursday. But I wouldn't put away your winter clothes just yet. The National Weather Service says that by the end of the week, cold air will move across parts of the country, bringing a rapid and drastic drop in temperatures. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.